Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How grateful I am you chose to be with me on this 11th day of March 2016 as we take a look at one of my favorite words, generosity. Something that I think frightens most people, shivers their timbers, as it were. And we'll take a look at that. And while we're talking about this idea of loving generosity, I want to remind you that these radio programs are here. They're supported. They're made possible by my generous sponsors who bless you and me with the whole effort of understanding the nature of authentic generosity by supporting these programs and helping me pay for airtime. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. Without their support, I could not continue. I could not even be here remotely. And for those of you who are sponsors and those of you who might be interested in becoming a sponsor to serve humankind as I do and join me in this effort, I want to remind you that you can listen to all of the Aspire TV CDs. You can download them. They're yours for free. And there is 122 of them that are there just for you, just to listen to. And if you want to download them and listen to them, they're there for you, all for free for your sponsorship. You also get the message of the month each and every month sent to you, or you can download it here on our website at aspire.org. You also get the commentaries. We do two each month. And two podcasts, two video casts. All in all, you receive a great deal for your kindness and your love as a way of me saying thank you for being so generous. And it is a wonderful thing to be generous and help humankind. That's what it's all about. So won't you think about becoming a sponsor? It's a really easy thing to do. All you have to do is come to the website at aspire.org and you will see support. And when you see that, just click on it. There will be a little drop down that says, why support Aspire? And that's a very good thing for you to understand and to see where your money's going. No one's getting rich here. I want you to understand that. That's not the purpose of it all. It's about serving humankind and helping people come to a place where they might also make a difference, like you're trying to make a difference or have made a difference in the way you live and move and have your being in a more conscious place. And then you will see sponsorship and you can go from there if you like and become a sponsor monthly or quarterly. It doesn't matter. Whatever you can afford, this is deeply appreciated. I hope you will become a sponsor and help us. The word generosity really upsets people. I don't think there's anything other than that, the four-letter word that starts with an F that nobody can say because we're not adult enough. But other than that, I think if you add that word to generosity, you have the two words that most people absolutely hate. And the idea of being generous, well, let me define it for you. The quality of being kind and generous, the quality of fact of being plentiful. The thesaurus says liberality, I'm sorry, magnanimity, magnificence, open-handedness, free-handedness. Kindness, benevolence, big-heartedness. Those are the words being used in the thesaurus about it. I don't think the generosity definition is really very good. Being kind and generous, what does that mean? Let me tell you what generosity is. It is living in the unconscionable goodness of your being. Living in the unconscionable kindness of your being. That's what generosity is. And very few people have the bravery, the courage, the compassion, the bigger picture to see what that all means in any way, shape, and form. So with that being said, let's get into generosity and the questions. I chose three. These have been hanging around my desk for about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and here they are. The first one comes from Jack in Nevada. He says, what or why is being generous helpful, really? It is like throwing money down the toilet. I don't understand. We all have to take care of ourselves, every man for themselves. Why should I be generous, Jack? Jack, I wonder if anyone has ever been generous with you. I just wonder. I wonder if anybody has ever been kind with you. I wonder. It's a spooky idea. Because generosity is something that I could not debate with you. In fact, a lot of the spiritual qualities that I talk about can't be debated. You either get them or you don't. You either understand the nature of them or you don't. So you ask, why or what is being generous and why does it help? It is generous of me to just listen. It is generous of you and me to care. It is generous because in that generosity, I'm not becoming lavish. I am becoming kind and benevolent. It is only through generosity that we gain the one thing in this lifetime that is the most important thing to leave our bodies with. And that is mercy. Most people will not leave their body being merciful. This is why in the Beatitudes, Jesus talked about, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. This is one of the most important things for a human being to understand. If I am not generous, I cannot be merciful. If I am not merciful, then my life meant nothing. I just lived in the holocaust of my hate, my anger, my fear, my vindictiveness, my lesser part, my real lesser part. And in living in that manner, in that way, I have not changed one iota within me towards love. And the whole effort in this lifetime, Jack, is to come to love, to be the love you are. This is why arguing about such matters is useless and unnecessary, because I can sit here and tell you why being generous is so deeply important, but you're not going to listen to me, and you can probably, I would say, counteract everything with some kind of logical argument that would make you appear to be right. The ego manufactures all the evidence that is necessary in order to sustain its position in our life and in our world. So there you are. I have no real answer for you. You say it's like flushing money down the toilet. It isn't the money. Sometimes the money helps. Really, it does. I mean, without money, I can't be on this radio program with you. Without money, I can't have new TV programs or even the ones you see on Aspire a website. And you go there. I mean, you said in your email you go there frequently. So there you are. You are participating in that. And yet not one red cent from you. Not one. You wouldn't consider being a sponsor. You wouldn't consider helping because it's easy for you just to grab the things you want and watch them or whatever and then steal off into the night and benefit by it. I don't understand why you even bother. The whole effort of spirituality is to come to a place of unconscionable living where you are not living by the conscience, you are living by the consciousness. And so you just take what you want from the website, evidently, and do what you want with it. You read it, you listen to it, whatever. And then you never think of giving back because that's like flushing money down the toilet. You benefited from it. Somebody gave enough money for you to have that privilege of listening to this radio program or watching the TV programs, as you say you do. So they participated. They helped you. These people helped you. It is that is the essence of it all, that these people and their energy, their heart energy, their love energy, they worked hard for their money. They didn't have to give money, but they gave it because they could see the value of something greater than just, you know, eggs and bacon, just eating. Life is more than meat. The body's more than raiment, as the master said. They could see that. They could understand. Something awoke in them. You took the time to write this letter. Oh my gosh. You took the time to write the letter. You took the time to email me. Is that flushing down the toilet with me? Are you just wasting your time? Is it all about gain? I'll tell you something. In the years I've lived, Jack, that the greatest gain I've ever had is in the willingness to lose everything I've got. And I'm telling you, you've got to give up many things to have an awakening. Fear, anger, hatred, and your attitude about giving. It is so common. It is so pedestrian. There's nothing I could say to get you to understand this. And the fact that you wrote me tells me something about you maybe wanting to understand this and get into it, but not enough to do much about it. So I say to you, my dear Jack, there is nothing I could say that would pamper your ego enough to understand or logify enough the meaning of giving. True giving is not about just money. It's about sacrificing, giving up, and not succumbing to the temptation of our own evil. Ay vey. I speak to the wind. Please forgive me for my lack of eloquence. Namaste. I have found over the years that there is just no way to get this over to people. There's just no blooming way. And I look at it and I take these questions from time to time because they're offered to me. But it just is interesting how many people will come and take and never give. Never. Hundreds come to the website. They take and never give. It's fascinating to me. Fascinating. Because that's our mentality. We are consumers, not givers. The next question comes from Lynn in Miami Beach, Florida. What do I do when I can't afford to be generous but realize I should be? Lynn. Generosity is in the heart, Lynn. Maybe you can't afford it. Maybe there's a month where you can't. You know, there were a lot of times in my day, in my years of being a teacher, where I had to eat pancakes. I just didn't have the money. I wasn't making enough money. The first gig I had, the first job I had, was in Santa Barbara, California, where I grew up part of my life, not all of it. My high school and beginning college years were there. And I only got paid $400 a month. I had to have rent, food, and gasoline. And it was tough. Even back in 1973, that was tough. It was very tough. I had to do weddings. I'd do a lot of extra things. So I understand what you're saying. I could have graduated from college and made a lot more money, but I chose to take this avenue. We all have to make our sacrifices. So if you just can't afford it, and you just know that every penny is spent before you get it, then do something magnanimous. Do something incredibly kind, merciful, something to promote mercy. Give of your time. Go to a homeless shelter. They're going to get bigger and bigger now. And do things maybe for kids that you'd like to do. Go to the hospital. Work there. I work at the hospital. I work at hospice. I do things to give back. Give back to the world. That's what we're here to do. Go and give. Everybody has enough money to do whatever they really want. This is something I have found in my life. My students lie to me constantly. And as they lie to me, they think I'm stupid and that I don't get it and that, you know, they fooled me. I just don't say anything because, frankly, wouldn't do any good at all. This is an issue between yourself and your own life. So if it's absolutely impossible for you to give a penny, then go give of yourself. Go and do something richly magnanimous in your community and give of yourself. Give of your heart. Give of your soul. It is when you truly give, as Gibran said, of yourself that, you know, you make the difference. So go make the difference. Really give of yourself. Give your love. Do something that gives back to this world, something of the heart. That's all that matters, is that you give something of your heart. And if you do that, you have given millions and millions of dollars, as it were. You have done wonderful things. And there are certain things you can do in your personal life. Like, let me give it to you. You could, if you wanted, you could lovingly and kindly forgive people on a day-to-day basis. Be forgiving. Be yielding. Let somebody go ahead of you. Let people go ahead of you. Let there be no misunderstanding of your love and your kindness for the things that you do. Let there be no misunderstanding. Just let there be the understanding of compassion and caring. If you do that, that's giving. And you can afford to do that, to be humble, to be merciful, to let others go before you, not to take things personally. Another wonderful and generous thing you can do is just not let people bug you. Forgive them. If they're rude and they're mean and they're unkind to you, well, as the master said, respond in loving kindness. Respond in generosity and unconscionable kindness and forgiveness. Don't let those kinds of people make you hostile. Hate never yet dispelled hate, as the Buddha said. Only love dispels hate. Let that be your motto. Let that be your creed. Stay with it. Do things that are ultimately ridiculously generous. And if you do the unconscionable like that, you're going to find in your heart that something begins to change. You begin to open up. You begin to see the bigger picture. You begin to feel your heart and the wisdom of that heart. And that is a very valuable thing for any of us to understand, the wisdom of our heart. When you make that the most important aspect of your life, that is when you have become extremely generous. And you will find in that generosity you have done many wonderful things in your life. And you will do many wonderful things in your life that matter. Being a sponsor, that's a wonderful thing. Maybe you can't do that right now, or so you think. And maybe it may be a real reality. Then go out and do something that sponsors another person and helps them in some way or another. I have found that there is, well, so far in my life, an infinite amount of things I can give myself to that will help people. And all I do is go from thing to thing to thing with my heart open and wanting to serve no matter what. And as you do it in silence. Be very quiet about it. You'll find in that silence a deep healing is occurring through your giving. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. This is from John. I hate it when you speak of generosity as you do oftentimes on your radio and TV programs. It makes me suspicious about myself. And then he has a little smiley there. Can you help me? I love the tongue-in-cheek thing. I do. It was very clever. John, thank you very much for your humor. Yes, I think we should all be very suspicious about ourselves. I really do. You should be suspicious when you hear anyone talk about generosity or loving kindness. It is about really feeling maybe what I'm not doing. And make your, well, to, shall we say, look at your mind and see how suspicious you can be about the way it processes generosity and that whether or not it fears it. Because I say that most people fear generosity. It really frightens them deeply. Because to be generous means that in most people's minds, you've lost something. You've lost money, or you've lost time, or you've lost whatever. Yes, be suspicious, constantly suspicious of your John. I'm constantly suspicious of my Greg. Just watch, 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 watch. Don't do anything about it. Just watch. And if you watch, and you can do this without guilt and shame and personal hatred, you're going to find it's really interesting to see how they act and react to being generous. It frightens them. The person who is strategically generous and only gives because there's a reason for it, maybe a purpose of easing their guilt and their shame, or they like to hear those words, "How great thou art." These kind of things aren't very good for the human being. They're not very good, because what happens is it's another form of selfishness. You know, it's not wrong to get a tax deduction. It's wrong to give for the tax deduction. That's the problem. And some people that I have known over the years of my career give for the tax deduction because they have to. It's just so interesting to watch how people love. Money and love are very much tied in with each other. I can tell a lot about the perimeters of a person's love by the way they can or cannot give. The way they do the whole thing. John, this speaks more of being suspicious of your relationship with your authentic heart than it has anything to do with your habits or your mental and emotional reasoning. It has to do with, how do I love? Buddha said, see how you love and what keeps you from the journey. If you see how you love in everything that you do, you will recognize and become suspicious, as you say, of all those little things that matter in our life that people will say don't matter. Everything I do matters one way or another. And if I'm not careful, which most people are not, I can get into a very serious bind with all of this and think that my mattering is about what I want, what I get, what I believe in. It matters. Everyone who's before you, my dear man, is within you. That homeless person on the street with a sign in their hand, do you think they love being there? Do you understand it's all they can do? It's a very difficult thing for human beings to survive in this world when they're not mentally and emotionally capable of doing it. It's all about love. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something, I could be of service to you. Please come to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org, and there at the top of the page, you will see media. Hit that. You'll have a little drop-down menu that says Satsang with Siraj, and that be me, and you can ask your question and email me from there. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful day. Have a generous day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.